Full moon babies! Full moon babies and also full moon transits define awakening of our emotions. Now some people, you're born with a weak moon. Your moon only ever gets activated around full moons. The rest of the time, you don't really feel anything. You probably have forgotten what you did last week or the week before because it wasn't really important to you. It was no energy associated with it. Those of you with strong emotional energies, you have a retentive memory to remember lots of things because they are all combined with emotional energies. You remember what you did on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday last week because that emotional energy that was conjoined with the factual things that happen in real life, you never forget it. Once you never forget things, that's an emotional energy. We talk about memory, RAM memory, ROM memory. We talk about hard drive memory. The definition of memories in our lives are defined by emotional experiences. For good and for bad, when you have an emotional experience, a passionate experience, you never ever forget it because it's combined with the emotional energies. When you don't have any emotional energies associated with things, it's all a big blur. You've forgotten it completely, what you did a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You've forgotten some of the days of your life because they had no emotional energies whatsoever. This week, defined by the moon in Aries, moon in Taurus, and moon in Gemini, is a very powerful week. And therefore, for everybody of every single star sign, you're going to feel something's very important to you. You're going to have an unforgettable moment this week. And you're going to realize, this is very important to me, and I want it. I want it in my life forever. That's again, that's how we acquire things in our lives. We acquire things because our emotions want us to want it, and therefore we achieve it. People with weak emotions, or people with flimsy emotions, or people with oscillating emotions, say they want this and then they change their mind. Say they want that and then change their mind. Say they want this and change their mind. And when people change their mind, they create instability for themselves and instability for anybody that's connected with them. Therefore, those unstable people are toxic. When you look at somebody's website, it hasn't been updated even for a day. You realize, oh, what's happened with him? What's happened with her? They're hopeless. When somebody hasn't updated their Twitter account or whatever for a week or two or three or four or five, where months and years, you know that they have not got their heart and soul in it. When you update every single day, or when you update regularly once a week, then people know to expect you update once a week every single day, and therefore they expect it. When you are reliable to others, others are reliable to you. When you are dependable on others and others are then dependable on you, you have a functioning relationship. When you are reliable for others and others aren't reliable in return, then you know it's a waste of energy and a waste of time. And from now onwards, it's no more wasting. This season of the year is the fall season. And the fall means, whilst the leaves were useful over the past 6 months of the summer in Northern Hemisphere, it's not used anymore. No use. Don't need it anymore. The trees don't need it, and it just simply let go of it. When you realize you don't need certain people in your life, you don't need certain things in your life anymore, you simply emotionally let go of it. And again, that's the definition of this week's energy. However, what's most important is, what do you keep hold of? What is it in your heart and soul that you keep hold of very much? Because you love it very much. Because it is a definition of your destiny. I wish you a very nice day.